The season opened last Saturday and ended quickly, especially for those who drew licenses on upriver lakes. That season closed after just 3 days. Most spearers pursue sturgeon on Lake Winnebago. That season closed yesterday after 6 days. Ryan Koenigs is a sturgeon biologist with the Wisconsin DNR. He says this was one of the shortest sturgeon seasons in recent memory.
We knew it was going to be a busy season because water clarity was favorable to spears, and then we had great ice conditions as well. So we were anticipating a short, busy season, and that's exactly what happened.
In 2002, the DNR instituted a six-hour daily time limit for spearers, which normally would drag the season out, but not this year. Koenig says 1,513 of the big fish were killed on Lake Winnebago, with another 341 upriver. He says some longtime sturgeon enthusiasts finally got their catches.
Yeah, we've had a couple of stories come in, one from Stockbridge of a gentleman that had been spearing for 42 years, and he finally got his first fish this year. The following day, I actually had an email from another spearer who knew of a gentleman that had been going for 55 years, and he got his first fish on Lake Winnebago this year. He had, in the past, harvested two fish from the upriver lakes, but it was his first fish on Lake Winnebago.
It's generally thought to be more challenging to get a fish on Winnebago than on the smaller upriver lakes. Size-wise, Koenig says there were no records broken, though he says three or four fish weighed in at more than 150 pounds. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.